she's like an ex-prostitute and he's like an ex-drug dealer.
I'm the one who says things.
Because it's a kind of a pain in the dick, the way when it records the whole track. I have this whole long track, and it sucks.
Okay.
So
I'm going to wave my snake at you.
I'm just basically going to start, I'll just cut into this somewhere when we start talking. I'll just bring the music up.
So you're not going to put this part in right here?
This part might go in.
Oh.
Are you sure you don't want to get any snack? We're going, so.
Get any what? Snacks?
Yeah.
No, because then I chew the whole time.
Didn't you notice you've chewed the whole time before?
No.
Even though I tell you. Pam's taking a drink.
Whether I chew or the dog slurps his water. Well, like I said, I'm very phlegmy.
That's what do people not have like COVID. When you're not chewing is if you clear your throat right into the microphone. That's nice. Really nice.
Hey, I'm fucking human.
Yeah, but I mean, you can do things. We're all.
I don't think about it until it's already out.
Like, I listened to the last one.
Why you gotta be so hard on me?
I'm not hard on you. Why can't you just be like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't just eat snacks into the microphone the whole time?
Well, I didn't. I was trying to lean back.
Why not just not eat?
Everyone heard it. He's telling me not to eat. My husband's starving me.
I listened to that last one because it got quite a few downloads, and then I was like, shit, I should probably take a listen to this and make sure there's nothing in there that I regret. And there wasn't. There was just you eating peanuts the whole time. Just nom, nom, nom,
nom, nom, nom. And I lost a peanut in my crotch.
Yeah.
That was a crowd pleaser. I'll see what I can do tonight.
Well, that whole thing, see right there, that's
sorry. Okay. Noises. Oh, my God. Why you gotta be so critical?
Because why you
nobody cares.
I do.
So anyway, what were you gonna say? Oh,
thankfully, Jesus that whole Christ. Thing is blown over.
Well, has it?
I think so. I mean, there's another school board meeting coming up, what, next week?
Really?
So, it's first of the month again, so.
Oh, God.
So it'll probably all get riled back up because now people are even more riled up, I think.
Why?
Because it's still going on. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Where are you going?
To the school board meeting? I don't know.
I don't know why you would.
I don't think there's any. I don't have any reason to go. Let's put it that way. Other than to watch whatever happens. Which is kind of the reason.
Now it's become like WWE on Monday Night or
something stupid. The real problem with all this stuff is that
nothing's going to change.
Not so much as that, but they're not. The people that are trying to get things to change are not going about it the right way. Mm-hmm. If you want to change things at the school, everybody has this idea, and I think this is probably one of our main problems with our society right now, is we expect things to change instantly. Like there's some grand, simple stroke you can do that's going to change it from one thing to another. Like, for example, I can just go buy some diet pills, or I can just eat super keto and everything's going to be perfect. But even at those things, which seem like super easy things, are a long, long-term thing with some stick-to-it-ness.
Yeah, but needed. Anybody that goes to a school board meeting and...
But that's what I'm saying. It's exactly
like,
the same.
I'm going to tell them something, and they're going to be like, oh, if we had only known. Okay, right, now everything's going to be okay.
But I guess what I was going to say was, The people that were making the most arguments were saying stuff that everybody's like, yes.
Mm, yeah.
Yes, we agree with.
Right.
but you're not doing the things. You're basically, I hate to use this analogy. You're basically helping the cheerleaders cheer, not helping the football players carry the ball.
But right.
Now, well, you need some support, no doubt, and people need people behind them. But at the end of the day, shaking pom-poms and telling why you have the most school spirit doesn't put the football in the end zone. Somebody actually physically has to do that action. And that's what I saw, was a lot of rah-rah stuff and talking about, you know, what they should or shouldn't do, and no real action to do it. And I've been watching some of the, there's some, these constitutional group things that have popped up in the past couple months, which is amusing, because their heart's in the right place, but there's two real problems. Like the one, I think I was telling you about, I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast, they were going to have a protest at the courthouse last week. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if we talked about this, but basically they want to make our county a constitutional county, which near as I can tell it already is, that the sheriff can basically, he sets
override
the law
something
in the county. But at the end of the day, you did it.
Sorry.
At the end of the day, he already can, and he's not gonna. Like, it's a completely different thing to say we are not going to prosecute people because they didn't stay in their house or they went to a restaurant and didn't wear a mask, than saying the sheriff should tell the school board that nobody has to wear a mask. Those are two vastly different things. And especially in our county, when the sheriffs really don't do that much of the actual, like, policing.
Mm-hmm.
They serve a lot of papers and do things like that, but they don't really, like, in some places the sheriffs are the, like, what would be like our state police or maybe our township or town police, but here our sheriffs don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got going on over there?
I got a snoring dog behind me.
Oh, well,
so I was just moving it away a little.
And you're okay. Anyways,
see?
Well, why don't you move him out of the way? Because you make, never mind, I'll fix it. I'll just fix it later.
Okay.
Either I
It'll
have two,
right.
This is what I'm
well,
trying to tell you.
Well, here's the thing.
This
usually,
is, no, here's the thing about these microphones. This is what I'm trying to tell you. And you're not listening. So I'm going to try and say it very clearly. So don't get offensive or defensive. Just please listen to a fact. If you pull the microphone farther away, I have to turn the gain up so you stay the same level.
But.
Okay, go ahead. Be defensive or offensive.
Okay. So anyway, you were talking about.
I was trying to finish a whole sentence there.
Okay.
If you pull the microphone away, I have to turn the gain up, which picks up more background noise,
okay,
which makes the back noise and the background noise you were trying to pull the microphone away from louder. It's the same. Just leave it so your voice is good, and I'll edit out the rest.
Okay. So you were saying...
I don't even know what I was saying.
About the school board.
Anyways, I don't want to talk about COVID anymore. I'm so tired of COVID stuff. It's just, it's beyond... Like all the doctors quitting or getting fired today are not doctors or medical people.
I know.
Doesn't even make sense.
And then it's probably going to go to school stuff. Like all the school staff. And
I don't know if they haven't really done a mandate for the school, have they?
No, but I heard today that it was coming.
Really? What do you think is going to happen then?
Huh. I don't know, because the teachers union and all that kind of stuff is pretty powerful, isn't it?
Yes, but the teachers union is also really political.
Would be for...
So it's hard to say what way that goes. I can't. I mean, the teachers union was half the reason that half the stuff went on the masking mandate in the first place. So, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Just all a mess.
2022 is going to be our year, man.
That's going to be like the so 2020 was the original movie. 2021's the pandemic sequel. Then what would 2022 be? What's the one that comes after a sequel?
The threequel that nobody cares to see.
Yes.
Because it's just awful, and they're riding it way further than they should.
So it's really going to be... It's almost getting laughable now. How...
Maybe 2022 could be the prequel.
I don't know.
Back to 2019 life.
Be nice. It's all getting weird.
Like, where we find out where everything went wrong.
You think that's what it's going to be? It's going to be, everything's going to be revealed in 2022, mm-hmm. and then everything's going to make sense.
Yeah. Yep.
What is it?
All the things that weren't answered in the original, in the sequel.
I just feel like we're living in the most, unbelievable times ever. Not even like unbelievable, like, oh my God, we have spaceships and cell phones that we can't understand how they work. I mean, like, Dog the Bounty Hunter is chasing down
that. I saw you say something about that today, but I didn't see. What are you talking about?
So, all right, I'm not super following this because it's not the type of stuff that I pay attention to. But the girl that got murdered.
Yeah.
By her husband or her boyfriend.
Well, they haven't proven that yet.
Who has a funny...
But he's suspiciously on the run, so right. Yes.
Has a funny last name. It's like...
Laundry.
Laundry, yeah.
And her name's Potato. Yeah.
So, Dog the Bounty Hunter got the cops called on him today because by Laundry's mother, who's supposedly on the lam with him, because he was snooping around the campground or whatever they're supposedly hiding out at. And I'm thinking, like, how does Dog the Bounty Hunter do a better job?
If the mom's hiding out with him and she called the cops, don't they now know where they're hiding?
Yes. So none of that made sense. But it's the news story that's been going around about that.
I didn't hear anything about that.
But you don't even know, like, how does Dog the Bounty Hunter do a better job of finding...
It's fucking Dog the Bounty Hunter.
And then why would...
How can you question that?
Why would somebody that's on the run call the police?
Right.
That
none of that makes sense.
That's just what I'm saying. Like, we live in the most unbelievable times ever that this is even a story. Because none of it makes sense. Like, none of this makes any sense at all.
I hadn't heard that.
And then I don't understand why the entire... will you kick him or something?
It's not going to help. He will not leave when I tell him to.
Is it Apple?
No.
It's Boots?
Yeah.
Boots. Hey. Oh, my God. But then what's weird is you never know when anything happened anymore. So do you remember this weekend when I was saying that I read a story that what's the people that work at the funeral home?
Morgue people?
All right, we got to do something about the dog.
Morgue people? Or like,
Boots. Hey. Go in there. Go. Go in there. There you go.
Aw, poor dog. He was so comfortable. He was sleeping.
I don't know.
Like the funeral director?
No, it was like a mortician, something like that.
Oh, all right.
Basically, it was raided by the FBI, and he had... over 3,000 embalmed penises in his house.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, turns out that's not true at all.
He only had 10?
It's not even a real story.
Oh.
It's some weird made-up story that somehow got started in 2017 and keeps getting circulated. So I just saw it pop up on some, like, a news site, like...
And what kind of news? The Chive? The Onion?
No. It was like, you know how you have that news watch thing on your phone or whatever?
I don't have that.
And it just pops up news stories every day from like, it'll have like from Bradford or different places. And it was a story that was in there. Like, I'll look at it every day and I scroll through the stories and you find out what's going on wherever. And it was a story and there wasn't much to it. You clicked on it. It was like in Louisiana or Texas or somewhere.
Of course.
And
I'm surprised it wasn't Florida.
It's so I wanted to, I was going to bring it up tonight to talk about it. And so before we started here, I just searched for it and all these articles come up that it's completely, it's all bullshit.
Politicheck or whatever, PolitiFact or whatever came on.
So. But Snopes did. And then Snopes, do you know about Snopes?
I know what it is.
What is Snopes?
It's like a fact checker thing or something. You can.
So you trust it?
No. No, because I'm sure they're paid off by somebody somewhere. It's
like a, the people that run Snopes basically started it as sort of a gag. And like I'm going to do a bad job, but like they both got in trouble not too long ago for being creeps. She's like an ex-prostitute and he's like an ex-drug dealer or some crazy shit. And this is their new hustle. And it's bananas. But Snopes is sort of somehow got this authority position.
Huh.
But anyways, you just don't know what to believe about anything anymore.
No. Oh, sorry. Fruit flies. Can anybody else relate? I can't seem to get rid of them.
But anyways, what I started to say, along that lines, is there's a lot of people. Oh. And I got something else I want to talk about. There's a lot of people that are getting taken hook, line, and sinker into anything they read. As long as it reinforces a idea or position they already hold.
Well, hasn't that always been the case?
I think it's gotten way worse.
Yeah, probably.
And what's really weird is on my Facebook and Instagram and different social media feeds, I end up reading a lot of things on both sides. And what's really bananas is somehow I must have read something in the past week that kind of flopped my suggested reading more towards the liberal stuff, because I keep getting these like pro vaccine, pro mask memes that are like a suggested meme. Somehow I've been getting these weird on Facebook. It's almost like,
or maybe everybody is, just to sway the,
but it goes back and forth. Like I get the same there. It's almost like, you know how there's like, well, like that gardening one we belong to where people just post up memes and things all the
not
time,
not gardening related
but
at all,
but they're more political ones.
Yeah.
So it suggests things like that, and I'll see the meme or the quote or whatever that's sharing. And what's funny is I somehow have both really right ones and really left ones showing up in my Facebook feed. And sometimes I'm like, who the hell posted this? And I realize it's just a suggested one.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at them, it's both sides, and what they're sharing is kind of nonsense. But if you were aligned with that side in particular, it would reinforce the values or ideas you already have. You wouldn't look at it. If you're on the opposite side, you're like, that doesn't even make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we're stuck in this echo chamber. Like everybody's in these little circles. Because there was one guy tonight, local guy, that is uber liberal and is on the basically, so I just looked at his feed because I was like, is this guy like, is this all he talks about? And I was looking through his Facebook feed tonight and he is like, basically he's lined up that if you're not vaccinated or you aren't wearing a mask, you basically might as well be stabbing people in the head with a knife. I mean, that's just how he feels. And you can debate right or wrong. I think everybody knows how we probably feel about that, but he believes that. So as soon as he sees anything that reinforces that position, he's sharing it And as I was looking, I'm like, holy shit, dude. Like, easy. it's bananas. We live in the most banana time ever. I just...
Well, and to the flip side of that, somebody could say that about you.
True.
So, it just depends.
Somebody could say that about you. You can say it about everybody. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Like, if you see something that lines up with a belief you have...
Mm-hmm.
It's almost impossible to really find out whether or not.
I try not to get too political or current event-ish on mine, but sometimes it's inevitable.
Yeah, especially in this day and age. I can't. The other weird thing is like, so did you see any of the news clips from today of all the generals and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You're watching that and you're going, what? Like, okay, maybe, you know, and you kind of try and go into things with an open mind and like, maybe they had a really good idea or a wrong idea, or they were operating under a false assumption that turned out to be eventually false, but they didn't think it was. And they said the most nonsensical stuff today. Like, I can't share with you what I advised the president.
But I advised him.
But what I would advise him would have lined up with my beliefs. And my beliefs are.
Right.
And you're like.
What?
Wait, what? What is the weird speak you're doing right now? And then what you're saying doesn't line up with what happened.
Why is there some kind of weird privacy about what you told him?
Well, I don't know if there's some thing where it's like top secret government deliberations and how foreign policy is made and things like that you wouldn't just share on the open, but they did.
So. Right. That's what I'm like, but they're also saying what they said, but not saying
it'd be like
the actual nouns and verbs that they used to say it.
It'd be like if I said, I'm going to tell you a secret. And then you're like, hey, I'm not supposed to tell anybody the secret that John told me. But if he would have told me a secret
about
this podcast, it would have been this.
Yeah, right.
And you're like, wait, aren't you just...
What? That you just...
Technically, you're not
telling... Is it some kind of under oath bullshit?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, technically, you're not telling me the secret, but... You are. It's crazy.
So they wouldn't like a, what is it? Perjury? Is that the one? Lying under oath? Something like that. Something like that couldn't come back on them. Or?
It's all very tricky. I'm sure there's a bunch.
Why can't people just be real?
Perjury and treason and all that stuff's probably dangling out there somewhere. But the other thing I was going to talk about, is. I've watched the QAnon documentary.
I couldn't do it. You tell? I'm like, I'm going to bed.
Well, you do that all the time anyways, because it was later. So. But it's all, again, if something reinforces a belief you already hold or something you want to see, you are so easily manipulated. And you son of a bitches, you got me. On that one. And what was crazy is when it's called, it's on HBO Max. It's called, Into the Storm. And it starts out like when the Q post started, and then it goes all the way to the January 6th thing, whatever you want to call it.
Insurrection.
That. Did you see what came out today?
Mm-hmm.
About the FBI agents and stuff.
Mm-hmm. But they already have been saying that for...
Nope, not like that, though.
Since, like, the beginning of summer, speculating about it, I should say, I guess.
They said
which came from somewhere.
They said that they had... See, here's the problem. So it's kind of like that thing that happened in Michigan about kidnapping the governor. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And it turns out, out of the group of 12 people that basically did it. Four of them were on trial, and eight of them were government agents, FBI and CIA.
So why don't you prevent it from happening?
Right. But they basically egged those guys on into doing it. And I feel like it's probably a lot of that same thing, because they were saying some of the either FBI or CIA guys that were in the place were actually talking to people of these quote-unquote conspiracy groups as it was happening, and you know what I mean, before. Mm-hmm. So it's messy. It's all messy.
I can't even anymore. Everything is so corrupt, it seems, and
confusing.
Not what it appears on the surface. And why can't people just be normal?
I don't know. Do you think we have too many people?
What do you mean?
So, like, if there's just a group of, like, all right, let's just say if you took our little neighborhood and you just took the people in our neighborhood, we probably could all get along one way or another and be relatively normal to each other and exist. So let's just say somebody had to be a farmer, and somebody had to be a seamstress, and somebody had to fix cars, and like whatever. Somebody had to be a construction guy and work on the houses. And
all right, somebody else so had far to be a cook. Roy's going to have to be the farmer.
He could be, but
Farmer Roy.
But everybody would be like, okay, I'm good at this and I can do that. So that's like 20 people. And we'd all get along and kind of get through it. But at some point,
when you get to 300 million, not everyone can.
It's suddenly a lot harder. And I just feel like we have too many fucking people now. And I don't think we should need to get rid of any. I'm just saying, like, it's so much harder for the world to work right.
Yeah.
Is he snoring again?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
But it's the other one, and he's technically in his space where he's supposed to be. That's so you good. Can't yell at him.
I can't hear him as loud as the other one. The other one was so loud. But whatever.
Well, you can't change it now. People are having babies every day.
Indeed. Indeed.
But people are dying every day too. So I guess it balances out. But
well, it must not, because
well, COVID's going to take care of.
We have like 100 more million people.
Overpopulation.
Doesn't really even seem that it's cuffing out any more than the normal amount of people.
You like, gotta feel that.
That is one of the banana things. When you go back and look at how many people have died the past, well, I guess we're almost the end of the second year of this.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely more, but it's not like a crazy number.
What, 685? 685,000?
Yeah. But, like, if you were to go and look at how many people die overall for a year regularly.
General, yeah.
It's more. It's like 100,000 more a year or something like that. But 100,000 out of 330 or 50 million, however many people there are, because I don't think we really know, isn't really that many.
Yeah. How do you know everyone is counted?
You don't.
And how do you even possibly count?
Like in the last census, there was like 330 some million.
But aren't census?
Yes. They think there's like at least another 20 plus million illegal people living here, undocumented people. You know, people are just kind of falling
through the cracks. How many people are in the world?
Oh, like, I think it's like 8 billion or something like that.
Oh.
Hey, Google. How many people are in the world? 7.67 billion.
Huh.
And I don't even know if that's an accurate count.
How would you account for everybody in the freaking woods? You know what I mean? Like jungles of whatever. Even, I mean, how could you possibly count that?
Not even that. Like in China or those places when there's like 10 million people in basically
one apartment
the size of our town. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. But, well, I don't know. Kind of sucks summer's over.
Dude, will you stop?
It's October 1st on Friday. this year went by fast.
All right, so that reminds me, we need to do a shout out to people that want to do podcasts with John, because I hibernate in the winter, and I would probably just be a grumpy old bitch on this podcast. So anyone that would like to join John for anything they'd like to talk about, please get in touch with him.
I'm trying to...
So that it's not just me.
Nobody's going to do that.
Why? Yes, they have.
We've tried this.
You have before?
We've tried this. Yes, I actively went out and found people. I've tried this. You've put out this pitch for years, and it basically is just like a thud. It just...
That's because people are intimidated.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Now, what I really want to do is have a... Oh, that refrigerator, every time it kicks on, I think my phone's going off. I want to have one last Thursday night camp this week, but do a podcast from it. But I don't know if I can pull it off. It always gets tricky.
Why?
Because people just show up, and then you have too many people. So if you have more than like 3, 4, 5 people, it gets
people are going to super... roll with it. Nobody cares.
No, it's not that. It's just hard to do.
Oh.
Like, it's impossible. It's when somebody walks up on the deck and just starts talking over there, then you have to stop, and then it's all clunky. It's...
Kenny Chesney doesn't stop.
He's not doing he's doing a cut.
He's recording everything and playing it.
No, he's recording everything and cutting a 30-second bit of it out that sounds good.
Well, then maybe you should do that.
Just have a 30-second podcast?
Yeah.
Just have a quick cast.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be like a commercial. Commercial cast. So you're saying, are you retiring?
No.
Are you hanging up your microphone?
No, you're just very critical of everything I do.
I'm not very critical. If we were...
Honey, okay, calm down. Calm the fuck down. I was kidding.
But if we were playing baseball... And I'm like, all right, let's do a little catch.
I'd
and
like, you just my
threw
coach.
You threw your glove at me instead of the ball. And I'm like,
I'd
hey,
like to.
That's not how you play catch. I'm not being critical of you. You're not.
No, I was simply. We haven't put out an invitation in a while. That's all I was doing.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
You never know.
I don't know. I guess maybe we'll get somebody like Condoleezza Rice or somebody to come sit in.
Tulsi Gabbard.
I'd like to talk to her. I feel like dumbest human in the world talking to her.
Probably.
She seems really super smart.
And she's I don't know who talker. Wouldn't.
She's a super good talker.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who else is a good talker?
Me.
Yeah, you're great. We got to watch that Amanda Knox video or documentary, but I heard her on a couple different podcasts and,
I forget who that is.
So she's the girl that was wrongly accused of murdering her roommate in Italy. A few years ago.
You talked about this the other night.
This chick is like, she's been in a prison for 4 years when she basically went when she was like 20 in another country. And she comes out and she's like, not bitter and crabby, and she's super well spoken and has this great perspective on everything, and it's bananas.
I feel like I'd be a little bitter.
Yeah, I think I'd be a lot bitter. A whole lot bitter.
I feel like I saw... I know how much you bitch about me watching Dateline and that kind of stuff, but I feel like I saw one of those type shows about her story.
Recently or a while ago?
Because
it was a little while ago. She was acquitted or whatever.
I want to say maybe spring.
Because I don't... Let's see. Because I think it was... I think... It was quite a while ago that she got out, actually. Yeah, 2015. And then I think the documentary thing just came out not too long ago.
Well, maybe it was the documentary I watched. I don't know.
But
I like all that shit. My new favorite is Jailbird.
It's so...
Series. Have you watched one yet?
No, I haven't got a chance to yet. So, I don't understand. Like,
my most shocking revelation was to realize that they talk to each other through the toilets.
I've been trying to... Since you told me that, I don't even understand how it could work.
I don't either. They do something where they put, like... excuse me. Like, their pillow or something over the toilet and somehow get all the water out of it. And then they tape... They have, like, paper towel tubes taped together. And they stuff it down in there in the hole of the toilet and talk through it. And then hurry up and put their ear to it so that they can hear the person answer back in the toilet.
See, that's what I don't understand, though.
Because how's it not going down the sewer? Or
well, whatever. I don't know. Even if they get all the water out of the toilet, you'd think there'd still be, like, water and poop and paper and stuff in the lines.
Right.
Unless, I don't know, unless it all just, I don't know.
I have no idea.
I mean, for the lines to be open, it would have to be, like, it would have to empty itself somehow. Like, it must go.
I don't know.
I don't know how the plumbing of a sewer works, but.
I don't know. It's pretty wild. You have to watch it.
Like, how do you think somebody first figured that out?
Exactly.
And then. How are they doing this documentary? Is there actually cameras in the cells with the people or something?
Yeah.
So, you're a documentary person and you just are like roomies with a person in prison?
Well, it's one of those situations where there's like a big central area and there's guards stationed in the middle. Mm-hmm. So they can see everything that's happening everywhere.
Right.
So... I assume they're, I don't know.
Yeah, but when they're talking in the toilet, is it like a close-up of them? Or are they just talking about it?
No. It literally shows them and you can hear the people answering back.
What the fuck?
Yes. I don't know.
Like, how does that even work?
Jailbird. Right. Or jailbirds.
They do any other crazy shit?
I don't know. I only saw one. And it was chicks.
That's so wild.
Just a lot of, ugh, I can't even imagine being in prison.
Can you imagine trying to make a documentary now about anything? Like, it seems like everything's been done, but somehow new good ones keep coming out.
Yeah. It just depends on your niche, I guess.
There's so many murder ones.
And serial killer. Lucky for me.
Why do you suppose that is people get into the serial killer so much?
Because it's so hard to believe that that psyche exists. Mm-hmm. When you just live a normal life and normal people and normal friends and whatever, you're just like, wait, what? And at least that's mine. I've always been interested in psychology and how the brain works and how the brain goes horribly wrong. And watching that kind of stuff... It's just fascinating. Also terrifying at some points, but...
I just really don't care to know any more about that kind of stuff. Like, it boggles my brain how a serial killer could do anything like that.
Oh, of course.
But also, I don't care. Like, fuck that guy. Ooh. I don't want to know more about that person.
I do. But I've also never had severe trauma in my life like that to where I wouldn't want to know or understand anything about it. You know what I mean?
Well, neither have I. I'm just saying.
No, I know. Like, but I mean.
I just, in my mind, there's too many good stories about things that we don't have to dwell on those people and give them any more time. I guess that's where my whole thing goes with that.
It's not like honoring them or something.
Really?
No.
The amount of people that I hear talking about the numbers, like whose numbers are better, the amount of weirdos that marry these people when they're in prison and stuff. Like there's
always that
fair amount of worship that goes on.
Oh yeah. But That's not why I watch it. I'm just fascinated by
pretty defensive.
How...
Who are you writing letters to in prison right now?
Don't worry about it. Just fascinated with how all that works. Not the toilet talking, but...
I'm fascinated with that part.
Okay.
I would like to understand how that even works.
Yeah.
How it's even possible.
Find out and let us know on the next podcast.
We
know someone close to the corrections officer's situation.
I'm going to have to get myself arrested.
God.
Get put in prison.
Sleep in my bed all by myself every night.
Get put in prison and then get out before the next podcast.
Okay.
So it's going
to
be.
So it'd have to be a pretty. Okay. How are you going to go to prison?
It's going to be like that.
Maybe just jail. County jail.
It's like that Escape from Alcatraz thing. Tricky.
Are you going to dig a hole and get out, you mean? You're going to escape?
I don't know. I have to. I don't know if they just let you out. Maybe probably I'll just not. Tell them I'm making a documentary. Mm. I'll just go in with a camera, get let out.
On how one could possibly escape from...
No, I just want to make a documentary on the toilet talking.
Oh. Oh.
Because I'm really confused on that. I get that they have like power flush toilets that don't have water in them. But... The line has to have stuff in it, so it doesn't seem
can
like
someone
it would,
clear this up for us?
Doesn't seem like it would go through right.
Well, and they have the tube like jammed way down in there, like hard. They're not just like hovering over it; it's like jammed down in there.
Like pew,
pew.
Okay.
Like pew. You can hear it. Yeah. Toilet talk.
You know what's weird? I was thinking about this tonight. You don't ever watch... Like, it used to be on, like, Thursday nights, 24 came on, or whatever. And at 9 o'clock on Thursday nights, you'd watch 24. And now, that really doesn't happen. I mean, the closest we get to it now, because I was like, tonight, I was out in the garage, and I was like, what comes on TV tonight? Like, what? And I'm like, I have no idea. I don't even know what comes on anytime anymore.
I know more than you do, because you don't really care.
But you just sort of watch TV when you want to now.
Yeah.
The only thing that I can even think of that comes remotely close to that is like when Yellowstone comes out on Sunday night.
I thought you were going to say when Jeopardy comes on and Wheel of Fortune.
Fuck those shows. I hate those shows, and I also hate how you get sucked in as soon as you start watching them. You're like, well, gotta see who wins. You'd think we would have gotten tired of those by now.
No. They're searching for the newest host, I think.
On Jeopardy?
I think.
I thought still. That girl locked it up or whatever.
No.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. Mayim Bialik?
Who?
Mayim Bialik?
I don't know who that is, but I just remember hearing
the
those.
Chick from the nerdy show there. No, I don't think she's got it locked in.
Oh.
I think she's still guest hosting.
Hmm.
But there's a lot of smart people on there.
Mm-hmm.
I do much better at Wheel of Fortune.
Do they even ask you questions? Oh, no. Wheel of Fortune is
no.
The numbers thing.
You just have to push
or letters
your,
thing.
Yeah.
That's... Would you ever want to be on a game show?
It depends. Jeopardy seems like you're really smart and you win hardly anything. And then you go on some stupid shit show like we watched a few times before. Like that one where they're dropping the balls and all that shit. And they like walk away with like $1 million.
See, I hate...
But you're super smart on Jeopardy and you might get 20,000.
But you have to be there for like a month
straight. To get that.
The ball drop shows.
Yeah. They're dumb. They're so rigged.
Well, not only that, but I hate how they're doing the same thing that they do with American Ninja Warrior. What's the stupid, music one?
America's Got Talent?
American Idol. Same shit.
Well.
But the thing that I hate about all those shows, and I instantly am like, I'm out. Are the stupid backstories. It's the... I just... It's when you're watching American Idol or one of those shows, and it's just supposed to be like, especially when it's in the early rounds, where it's the new people and they're trying to find the new people, and it's before it goes week to week to week, and then the people come in, and then there's like a 15-minute backstory. And you're like, wait, this person just showed up in Phoenix, and you have like B footage of them and their family and their struggles.
Right. And it seems like none of the ones that don't have interesting backstories win.
One of the dogs just beef or something?
I don't know.
Ooh. Dear Lord. But yeah.
I didn't know if it's because I lifted the garbage lid, but it's new
also
garbage.
Some of them do. And it's almost like they handpicked that person right from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like, let's mold four or five personalities. And, you know, mm-hmm. the single mom crowd's going to be behind this one. And the disabled family is going to be behind this one. And the whatever, you know, ethnic group is going to be behind this one. And we got it. You got to have to give us a gay person with some they, them pronouns in the middle for, you know what I mean? It's almost like they handpick.
So you know what we've learned?
It's like the Hunger Games. We get somebody from every district.
What we've learned is everything is a work.
Yes, but did one of the dogs like everything literally shit? Everything
is a bit. Well, no, they're both laying out here asleep. I lifted the lid on the garbage, but it's a new garbage.
Oh my God.
I know. I thought maybe you shit. I wasn't going to bring it up.
Dude, that's not me.
It's gotta be the garbage.
I don't. What's in
Does anybody else struggle with this? I mean, what's stinky garbage situation. Garbage.
Whatever's in the garbage, we should throw away.
I imagine that.
Are you putting literal shit in the garbage?
No, and I just changed the bag yesterday, so I don't know.
I don't know what it could be.
I don't know. I don't have a whole lot of topics tonight.
I was just thinking, I had one earlier that I want to talk about, but I never write them down, and then I completely forget about them. And it also feels like every topic somehow comes back to COVID right now.
I know. That's the other day, John said, let's do a podcast, but let's not talk about politics or COVID. And I'm like, I don't have anything to talk about.
Isn't it weird?
Because the rest of my life is very boring. Nobody cares to hear about what I'm painting.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
You'd have to have somebody that... See, I have trouble asking you about your painting because I know what you're doing. So it feels like we're having a second fake conversation.
Yes.
So I'm like, so where are you working? Oh, yeah?
No.
It's so weird. But what is weird is I talk to a lot of people on the phone. And when people call and order up parts, it's amazing how many conversations turn into some COVID conversation or political conversations. And that's just a, I want this part, here's my address, here's my credit card transaction type conversation. But somehow, every once in a while, I'll get somebody that wants to chat about things. And then in person, it's 10 times
It's
worse.
Exhausting for us. Can you imagine what it's like for our kids? Like, they just got to be like, oh my God, will all you people shut up?
I feel really bad that the kids have to go through all this. Like, it's been a long time since shit's been normal, and it's just so weird. And
our girl has never been one to dislike school, but...
Struggling this year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the other thing is, especially the kids, if... You don't really see any of the people in your school get sick or, like, sooner or later, the kids have to go, what are we doing this for? And I've heard that expressed by several of the littler kids.
But there's also a major fear factor instilled, too, of you don't want your parents to get sick. And
right, but,
like, I mean,
it's kind of like saying, you know, step on a crack, you'll break your back.
Your mother's back. And that was the guilt.
And then you've spent a year and a half, every once in a while you step on the crack and you're like, Is it broke? No. Okay. I think they're feeding me some bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, and that I think a lot of little kids especially are like, what are we doing? It's bananas.
I don't know. There's going to be some kind of long-term effect somewhere.
Could you imagine if you're like a little kid last year and it was your first year of school and you haven't had any normal school yet?
Well, she hasn't had normal school since first grade.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in fourth. I mean,
it's great. Wait.
That's messed up.
When did the pandemic start?
2020.
Okay. Towards the end of, okay.
At the end of.
School year.
Right.
And then this school year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was struggling there.
Yep. The end of second got completely wiped out. Third was basically a bullshit. And then fourth, we're okay for now, but.
It's hard to believe this has been going on this long.
Since first grade.
I feel like this is never going to end. And here we are talking about it again.
I know.
It's
oh
impossible.
My God. No, I know.
It's impossible. You can't go anywhere without some... So on either side, you can't go anywhere without going, there's some asshole without a mask on. That's why this isn't ending. And then the other side, you go into... Like going into a restaurant to eat's my favorite. You know, if you wear a mask in there and then you sit down, you take it off of the table or whatever, you're like... What are we, you know what I mean? So on both sides, like, it's just, it's never going to end. How do you think this ends? Let's put some predictions out there.
Everybody dies.
I don't think that's going to happen.
John, from everybody COVID. Dies anyway.
From, I don't think everybody's going to die from COVID.
I don't know. I just feel like it'll drop off into like a flu thing where, oh yeah, so-and-so got COVID and oh, they didn't get the flu shot, the COVID shot. I don't know. I have no idea.
I can't see a way that this ends. I feel like it's gonna be around forever.
Mm-hmm. But I just don't understand. I know so many people now that had the vaccine and got COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So many.
Yeah, I just saw
a person. So then what?
A person today was writing on the Book of Face that they're a super diligent masker. They got the vaccine. They're a healthy person.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they're not dead. They didn't go to the hospital. But
no.
For several days, they were really sick with, you know, allegedly the COVID.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Let's talk about...
John's a fan of fidget toys now.
This one's kind of fun to play
with. I know. Now he understands why I do it the whole time we're on. I like this timer, too. It's like a lava lamp timer. If you could see it, it's pretty cool.
Let's talk about our chili cook-off.
The one I'm going to win?
I don't think so.
Don't go against me.
What do you mean?
Don't go against me.
How good your chili?
It's couples against couples.
No, it's not. It's chili against chili.
Okay. I'm tired of you never supporting me.
I'm supporting your chili. I feel like it'll be an awesome second place chili.
You're such a dick.
I love your chili.
Then why are you going against me?
Because I'm not going against you.
You've already had your victories, John. Do you have to win everything?
Hey, I have the strap right now, the championship belt.
It's all right. I know where you live. I can sabotage your shit.
What kind of chili would you call your chili? Is your chili? Your chili is like a traditional,
yeah,
regular round here
thick
chili. Yeah,
hearty.
I'm gonna do like a Texas style chili.
Same thing, just hotter.
It's not.
Oh, I don't care. Why you gotta be that way?
Why you gotta
be? It's supposed to be couples.
It is not.
Okay.
Nobody said couples.
I did.
And By the way, I made 2 Texas Hot sauces last time.
I know.
I entered 2 entrants. So I feel like I can make 1 chili this time.
Okay.
All right. Well, this is gonna be a fun competition.
You make everything fun by competing against your wife and probably critiquing her.
Aren't we? I'm not. What did I just say? I love your chili. I don't have any critiques on your chili. I'm just making a different style.
I'm going to do chicken and biscuits too, though.
For the chili cook-off?
Yeah. No, just for a secondary option for kids or whatever.
That you're going to make more next weekend? Because this weekend we're not doing it. It's weekend after next.
I know. It's in the freezer.
Oh, okay.
From tonight.
Oh, okay. Makes more sense. This would have been like a good little segment if you were like, my chili's going to be better because...
Well, I already said that.
Do you put... You put beans...
I'm not giving you shit.
No.
I am not telling you anything now.
I don't want to know your recipe, but I was just trying to remember if you put beans in yours or not. I think you do, don't you? Like the kidney beans?
Not telling. Beans,
whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm not trying to find out information about your chili. I've eaten it 12 million times, but I was pretty sure there was beans in it. Because some people don't put beans in it at all.
So you don't fart.
Well, is it really chili if it doesn't have beans in it? Because then it's just kind of like Texas hot sauce.
Kind of, yeah.
Because I was looking through some recipes this week, and some say they don't use beans at all. I was like, I'm not even sure that's chili then.
Mm. Kind of, I guess.
You just made meat sauce.
Yeah, spaghetti sauce.
Yeah, basically.
With meat.
I cooked a lot of different shit this year.
Yes, you did.
And it was good. The Juicy Johnny was born.
Mm-hmm.
The...
Your son.
The, I would say the best Texas hot sauce known to man. Was made. Had a lot of good meat.
Mm-hmm.
Sausage sandwiches. Had a good summer. You know what's weird about our summer? Was there's no way all the people that we hung out with this summer, you could have ever have charted this course like 20 years ago.
No.
So, like, when we first got married, if I came to us the day after we got married and be like, hey, guys, in 20-some years, you're going to be hanging out with these people camping. And by camping, in, like, a small trailer park community, more or less is what it is.
Tiny house.
Yeah. And you'd be like, what?
Oh, and you're also going to ride tiny cars with these people.
Yes.
On the weekend.
But it's just so weird. Our group of friends, there's no way. So, for example, if we would have decided to put our camper or buy a different spot in the campground, we might have completely different friends.
No, because we live with our camping friends.
I'm talking about our friends from camp. But yeah, what you're saying about that.
Yeah.
But our friends from camp, if maybe. We were like yeah, over probably. On the other side of the hill, mm-hmm. the odds of us becoming close friends with
right.
those people is almost zero. So it was just like odd happenstance.
Thankfully.
That we were there. Yeah. yeah. And there's good people and we became friends. And
except for that one guy.
Which one? The engine fella?
I was just going to leave. No, I was just going to leave it out there so that they're like, oh, she's talking about me.
Is it me?
No, I don't mean that about anybody. We've not had a single person that we're like...
Not at all. We've gotten really lucky there.
Yeah.
Really lucky. It was a good...
And Piper's having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's only going to get better.
Well, now that there's more kids on across the street there...
We haven't met yet, but yeah.
So, I think it'll be good. It was a good summer. Good year. For as fucked up as last year and this year were...
This year wasn't bad. Yeah.
No, I just meant like with all the crazy shit in the world. I've had a really good year. Like, I had a good time this summer.
What are you going to do in the winter when you actually have to be home?
Well.
That's why you were cleaning the garage tonight.
Well, it's also very messy, and I've neglected it all summer.
So have I.
And,
we've neglected everything all summer.
Also, I'm headed into sober October. So I've noticed.
Have fun with that.
So this week, I've decided to try and give the old liver a break. Ooh. So this week, I haven't had a beer. I mean, it's like Tuesday. But.
So I got good job, honey.
I got a streak going.
I'm so proud of you.
But anyways, if I come home and don't have a beer, I'm like, I need something to do. Otherwise, like, if I can usually have a beer and just sit down and be like, But if I don't, and I'm just like, I need an activity for a little while.
Cool.
So I started cleaning the garage.
Can we tack up that siding that's fallen down?
Sure.
Anything like that?
Yeah, if you're going to climb up that ladder. I'm not a ladder guy.
I'm a ladder girl, but I don't know how to fix it when I get up there. All right, so we're also asking for contractors.
No, we're not. I thought we had one.
I'm just
one.
Kidding. No, I've tried. I've asked 3-4 people. Nothing. I don't think anybody wants to haul a big ladder here just to tack up a piece of siding and be done. Unfortunately, well, for us.
Be a lot cooler if they did.
I know.
Well.
Ready for bed.
I'm not sure if I want to circle back to COVID for the fourth time.
No.
By starting another topic.
No.
Because we're just going to end up in the same place.
I know. Sadly.
All right.
I don't know how you're going to title this one. You're just going to be like, Pam and John are all over the place. Enjoy.
I think I'm just going to do what they do on the news. And just go for, like, let's try and think of clickbaity titles. We find 3,000 embalmed penises. Find out more.
Yeah. Or you got to say something about toilet talk.
Oh, yeah.
The shocking truth about toilet talk.
No, that's I don't know. The shocking truth. I don't think anybody's going to be shocked about the.
The stark reality of snoring dogs.
I don't know if that's going to get him in. It has to be something like, it has to be very salacious that,
Pam's going to kick John's ass in the chili cook-off.
I think that's a...
Even though she didn't want that challenge. They were in this together.
We are in this together.
Local podcast couple. Feuds over.
No, that's still. It has to be like.
I don't know. Just be like, we just talked about a bunch of stupid shit. Listen if you want.
I'm trying to.
Thank you.
It has to be something like. Pam shares her prison toilet stories.
Which is just because I watched a documentary.
And then you...
I've never been to prison. I'd be so scared.
You're like... People are like, Pam was in prison? Oh! Pam...
I've barely ever even gotten a speeding ticket.
Pam explains her struggles with prison toilets. Or something like that. And people would be like, wait, when was Pam in prison? And then when they listen, they're going to be like...
Hey, I got the
tattoos. Aw. Because all those articles are like that.
Yeah. Clickbait.
All right.
Jailbirds. Check it out. Explain to us how the toilet talking works. A plumber? Do we know any plumbers?
John and Pam do toilet talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. 99.
See you.